Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is Genesis 13, 1 to 18. Genesis chapter 13, verse 1 to 18. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot with them. Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. From the Negev he went from place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. There Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. But the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose between Abram's herders and Lot's. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at the time. So Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herders and mine, for we are close relatives. Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left." Lot looked around and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan toward Zoar was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Abram lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the people of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. The Lord said to Abram after Lot had parted from him, "Look around from where you are, to the north and south, to the east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." So Abram went to live near the great trees of Mamre at Hebron, where he pitched his tents. There he built an altar to the Lord. My theme for reflection is choosing altars over plains. Choosing altars over plains. Most of us have had moments when two ships inside our hearts head toward collision. One called self-interest, the other called faith. Genesis 13 opens with Abram just returning from a spiritual misstep in Egypt. Wealthier, yes, but also wiser. The problem before him is not famine this time, it is conflict. His prosperity and Lot's prosperity have grown too large for shared space, and tensions rises between their headsmen. Scarcity threatens the relationship, and the relationship threatens the witness. Abram responds not with entitlement, but with grace. He names the deeper issue. We are brothers, and then offers Lot the first choice of the land. This is astonishing. Abram is the elder, the covenant bearer, the one to whom God promised the land. Yet he loosens his grip. Here, faith speaks louder than rights. Abram knows something Lot does not yet understand. When God is your portion, you can afford to yield everything else. Lot, however, lifts his eyes and chooses by appearance. The Jordan plain looks lush, familiar and profitable, like Egypt. Scripture quietly warns us this was before Sodom's destruction. Lord selects comfort over calling, proximity to prosperity over distance from corruption. Abraham walks by promise. Lord walks by sight. This contrast is the heart of the chapter. After Lord departs, God speaks again. Only then does the promise expand. Lift up your eyes, north and south, east and west. Abraham had just lowered his own claims. God now enlarges his vision. This pattern echoes Psalm 37, verse 5 to 7. Commit your way to the Lord. Be still before him. Those who release control into God's hands discover that God gives more than they surrendered. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him, come and die." Abraham embodies this quiet dying, dying to pride, to possession, to immediate advantage. Yet in that surrender, he finds life. He walks the land in faith, builds another altar, and lives again in tents. The promised land is not yet possessed land. Abraham remains a pilgrim, teaching us that maturity is learning to dwell lightly on what we cannot keep and deeply in what we cannot lose. The Stoics help us here in practice. Epictetus taught that peace comes when we distinguish between what is in our control and what is not. Abraham releases what is not his to secure the future and entrusts it to God. Lot tries to seize outcomes. One builds altars, the other pitches tents towards Sodom. One receives renewed promise, the other begins a long moral descent. Yet God's grace is patient. Even Lot, despite his poor choice, will later be rescued. Still, Genesis 13 urges us to decide early which path we will walk. Will we choose by sight or by trust? Will we cling to plains or cultivate altars? The chapter ends beautifully. Abraham settles near Mamre and builds an altar to the Lord. That is always the right ending. Worship after relinquishment, communion after conflict, and promise after obedience. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I currently choosing by sight rather than by faith? And what would it look like to trust God more deeply there? Number two, what relationships might God be calling me to protect through humility rather than self-assertion? Now, our practical exercise for the day. Intentionally yield something small but meaningful, your time, preference, or convenience, to bless another person and end the day with a short prayer of gratitude for God's provision. Faithful God, teach us the freedom of open hands and trusting hearts. Where we are tempted to grasp, help us to release. Where we fear loss, remind us of your promises. Shape us into people who choose altars over plains, faith over sight, and peace over pride. Restore our vision, deepen our worship, and guide our steps as pilgrims in your world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.